2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
All right, Lemma, I want to be honest with you. You have been so open and honest with us. Some of your insights, some of your stories have been just so amazing. What has recovery given you thus far?
Wow. I mean, the recovery has just given me a life. And the blessing for me today is that, let's be honest, like I live a dream. I'm fortunate to be able to travel with my wife and kids. My wife is an avid traveler, and we go all over the world, really. And then I have two of the best jobs that you could ask for. I work for the Utah Jazz, as pre, half, and post game, host. And, you know, in my business on the sports side of it, like, that's the pinnacle. Like, if you can work for the Jazz, I mean, that's almost as big as it gets. And so I get to do that. And in spite of the fact that we're in this, you know, COVID quarantine, but we're moving out of it. We're hopeful that we'll have, you know, some part of a season here this year, and playoffs and whatnot. But then on the other side, I get to work in recovery. And the beauty of that for me is that, you know, I get to witness people going through this process. And at times I get to help people go through this process, you know, and play a part in that and share my experience and my strength and my hope with them. One of the things that as you know, Casey, you know, as we go through what we do now is – the fact that I've been there is a huge asset today, right? When I was going through it was a lot of turmoil and trouble, and it's like, I don't know how this is ever going to benefit me. But today, when I meet with a client and they're talking about the stuff that they did and how they took, you know, the money that was supposed to go for the kids to buy some clothes and I spent it on dope or, you know, the different things, it's like, when they're talking about that, I'm like, yep, I did that. Like, I know exactly what you're talking about. And like, really? It's like, yeah, I did exactly the same thing. And that ability to relate with them allows us to be able to start to share some solutions, right? Because now they're curious. Well, if you did that, how did you get where you are today? Well, let me share with you a couple of things that have happened in my life. And so it allows us to take that, you know, what could have been just an absolute mess and turn it into something very beneficial. And so I get to do that, and I do that today at our Due Treatment Center in Provo, Utah, which is an amazing facility. And, you know, it's I remember when Ardu first opened, I was working in another treatment center. Ardu first opened, this was about a year and a half ago. And so they had an open house, and so I went down to tour this facility. I'm like, wow, this place is amazing. It's like a spa, right?
You walk like, in, it's yeah. White, marble.
Oh, yeah, man, it's gorgeous. I was like, this place is incredible. And then I found out that they were doing some, you know, kind of cutting-edge types of treatment and modalities. And I was like, okay, I'm like, you piqued my interest because they we do amino acid therapy. Which has been proven to be real important. And I know Amy was on your show too.
Yeah.
And she's the director of nursing at Ardu, talking about, you know, how it helps to restore the brain and the process, because the brain is damaged when we go through, you know, addiction. And so for it to start producing its own dopamine and the endorphins, it takes some time, but we can help that with the amino acid therapy. And then also, you know, you add to that, you know, the oxygen therapy and the different things that they're doing there that is cutting edge. And then just the environment, you know, I did group there this morning, and it's such an amazing experience to sit there with people that are ready to make this change in their life. And some that aren't, right? But being able to see that excitement and enthusiasm in their lives, and for me to be able to share that enthusiasm with them is like, that's one of the great blessings of what I get to do. And you do this on the podcast too yourself. And I remember the first time I went to an AA meeting. It was run by an old timer, and I remember getting up out of that meeting at the end and thinking, man, if this is what recovery looks like, give me a drink. And I got nothing against, you know, that old timer. I hope he's still sober today. But that was not attractive to me, man.
No.
It's like, I don't think I want that. Like, to me, dope was better than what was going on at that AA meeting.
A bunch of old curmudgeons commiserating over bad coffee. I don't want that.
Right. And so for me, like, the role that I get to play today, the role that you play today, Casey, is important because it gives people hope that sobriety and recovery can be fun. Because in my mind, I was thinking, man, you take away the dope from my life, I'm not sure I can have fun anymore. I don't know if I can watch a freaking movie.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, because I'd done all of those things, you know, inebriated. So it's like, I needed an example in my life that could show me that recovery was freaking awesome.
The first time I played softball sober, I was 43. I didn't even know you're supposed to play it sober. You know? I was like, you mean you're doing this without beer?
Yeah.
All right, I'll give it a shot. And you know what?
It's amazing.
Had fun.
Yeah.
And it was a blast. And that was a lot of my recovery looked like, was going out and finding out if the things I liked when I was drinking, if I really, truly liked.
Yeah.
I've talked about it on this podcast. One of the scariest times for me was getting back out on the golf course.
Yeah.
And without the 4-beer buzz, without any help, did I like it? And you know what? Turns out I like it. I like it a lot more, and I'm actually better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah, right.
Imagine that.
And so, but I think that's what's so powerful about this podcast and your story and your willingness to come on and share it is that recovery is possible.
Yeah.
And sometimes, as addicts, the only thing we have before we go in is hope.
Yeah.
And that's what I like to say we're dealing on this podcast is we're giving people hope.
I got to tell you, so I did group this morning right at our due, and I was leaving the facility, and so I'm walking out through our main entrance, and I walk out, and there was a car parked right there in kind of the receiving area, and there was a brother in there and looking just like just scared. And I remember thinking, oh, my man, you have no idea what's in front of you, man. It's going to be awesome. And I had a chance to just spend a minute with him and tell him, man, I'm so glad you're here because some of us don't make it here. You know, a lot of us die along the way and we don't need that. So, you know, his wife was there dropping him off and, you know, thanked her and told my brother, I said, I'll see you now. I'll be back next week to do group, and I look forward to seeing you. And just giving him the assurance, like, you're in the right place, and this is going to be good, man. It's going to be good. And I'm, you know, I'm grateful for those that carried that message for me, because there were times when I didn't have a whole lot of hope, right?
Yeah.
And I needed some encouragement. And, you know, we get to provide that for some people today.
I mean, I heard him talking about, you know, when the person's sitting there.
Yeah.
And this is going to sound weird, but I'm kind of envious of some of those people because I know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
Their eyes are going to open. Their mind is, you know, and you just go, wow, it's beautiful. It really is. And I can't imagine my life any different than it is today. And I've heard so many addicts come on and go, I wouldn't wish this disease upon my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
But I would not change a thing right now in my life. You know, which is seems so weird because so many bad things have happened.
Yeah.
But where I'm living and what I'm doing right now is so beautiful that I don't know if I'd be willing to give that all up.
Yeah, and really it's a byproduct or a result of what we've been through. Because I'm the kind of stubborn guy that would not have accepted this spiritual solution unless it was the only option I had left.
Amen.
And that doesn't mean that I wasn't like a religious guy. I consider myself to be that. But to live this type of life, I'm like, what are my other options? Like, is there something else? So
is there something else on the menu?
Yeah. For me, And for those of us that are out there that are stubborn like that, sometimes we don't choose this until it is the only option left.
Dr. Matt, what do you think about today's episode?
Oh, it's you guys are like energy. You're like Energizer bunnies here in the room, you know. And actually, I'm sitting here absorbing your energy and listening to you guys talk. And I love Casey's optimism, and you have the same sort of personality. And that's what people need. That's what people need. Optimism and hope have been researched. And any program that is just infused with that loving, optimistic attitude, it has a chance to be successful for people. And so I'm grateful that you guys have turned your lives around and you're returning that energy to people. I think for the listeners today, Alema, I'd love them to take away one thing, and that is you've mentioned so many times that the spiritual connection of yours is key.
Yeah.
What's one thing you do every day that helps you keep that connection?
The people ask the questions like, you know, what's the key to this program? The key is humility. Well, how do you stay humble? And the answer to that is gratitude.
There you go.
And so for me, like as an opiate addict, you know, the withdrawal is horrific, right? And so I can think of all the days that I woke up dope sick. And needing, you know, not wanting to use as much as having to use. I got no choice. And so every day when I wake up, I might have the flu, but I'm not dope sick. I'm giving high fives, like, not dope sick, biz niches. Right? I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah.
And knowing that I am 100% incapable of doing that on my own. So I give, you know, glory to where the glory it needs to be to be shown, which is to God. Like, God, thank you. You know, the thing that you'll hear me say a lot is right on, God. Right on, God. Thank you.
Yeah.
So that for me, it's gratitude.
I thought that might be the case. and that's such a psychologically and emotionally powerful place to tap in is gratitude. Real sincere gratitude can change a person's life. So thank you.
Amen.
If people want more information about Ardu and where do they go?
You can just go to ardu.com. You can go to ardutreatmentcenters.com too, but ardu.com will get you there. And we try to...
Guys that grew up in Morgan, how do you spell Ardu?
A-R-D-U. And by the way, I'm glad you asked that question because Ardu, when I first heard it, I'm like, Ardu, what does that mean? Well, it comes from the Irish Gaelic word, which means to rise up. Mm-hmm. And so I love, you know, the concept of what Ardu, what we do at Ardu. It's a beautiful thing. And we're in Provo, Utah, and we would love to, you know, anybody that's looking for some support, some help.
But you guys aren't just a recovery center. You're also a detox facility as well.
In fact,
so that's unique.
Yeah, one of the beautiful things about what we do at Ardu is we do medical treatment, you know, for detox, medical assistant treatment, which for those that are like, well, why don't you just go and you just dry out? It's not that easy. In fact,
it can be dangerous.
Like, I'd make it 2 days before I was like really on the run, and I'd steal the keys and I'd be down at you know, Pioneer Park buying dope. That's back when you could buy dope down there. But, you know, it helps to have some medical assistance along the way. 24-hour nursing's Amy McAllister, who was here, is, you know, she runs a great program of nurses.
And she's amazing.
And the medical support that we have there is awesome. So, and we do actually medical detox for other treatment centers that need somebody detox, and so they'll send them to us, and then we'll send them back, or people come in and they'll go through our residential program as well. But yeah, but thanks for letting me, or reminding me to point that out, is that the medically assisted detox is critical. For alcohol, you can die,
right?
You know,
seizures.
And benzos too. Yeah. And so, you know, the importance of understanding that there is help and you can do that. For me, that was one of the scarier things. It's like, I can't stop using. I'm going to get so sick.
We've had so many people on the podcast that I'd rather die than get dope sick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It's, you know, you're probably not going to die from it, but you want to. And I remember the last time I came off opiates, 2002, when I was coming off those opiates, man, I wanted to die. Yeah. So
Well, we're so glad you didn't, and we're so appreciative of you stopping by and sharing your story. We want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts, Dr. Matt, Josh, everybody. Project Recovery brought to you by useonlyasdirected.org with a three-part solution: speak out, opt out, and, of course, throw out. And in case you're wondering, Project Recovery is a KSL podcast.
Of this program are for informational purposes only. The program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician, licensed therapist, or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've heard on this program. KSL does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned on the program. Reliance on any information provided on the program is solely at your own risk.